Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." And he said to him, "You have the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, while travelling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. And then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord.
Singing, not singing, is an act of love. Not lifting our voices is a commitment to walking in the ways of Jesus. Now, before you throw me out and change the locks on the church doors, let me make another bold statement. Intentionally not singing is an act of love. It is an act of love because by not singing, I am reducing the risk of infection to another. Today's service is based around the social justice theme of acts of love. And so I can't help but remind us of the words from Jesus, who says, "No one has greater love than this, than they lay down their life for their friends." John 15:13. Or we hear in the parable of the Good Samaritan that Craig read to us a few moments ago, that theme of love, love for the other. Or from 1 John 4:7-8, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." And then finally, we might read that great chapter on love in 1 Corinthians 13. And we hear at the end of that passage that there are 3 things that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. But what about Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8? So Paul writes, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave or of a servant, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, yes, even death on the cross." Emptied himself. Gave up his way. That's what it means. Self-interest. He gave up in order to focus on somebody else. Jesus chose not to, in order that others could. I love to sing. Someone once said that singing is my body's prayer. I don't do yoga. I don't dance before the Lord. I don't lift my hands in praise during worship. I do, however, raise my voice in song. And it takes every cell in my body. I sing during worship. I sing with all I've got. Paul encourages us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. So I do that with a song on my lips. It's hard to imagine worship without singing. We've done that for the last 3 weeks or so. But studies are suggesting that singing might expel more virus-laden droplets into the air than breathing or speaking. So some churches that want to be safe when they gather for worship are doing the unthinkable. We are abstaining from singing, from corporate song. As hard as that reality is to accept, I believe that there are faithful ways that we as the church and Christian people can disobey Paul's injunction to sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs in Colossians chapter 3. There are ways of making abstaining from singing that are appropriate practice in these times, in this season, in this moment. Sure, there are some churches who choose to sing, and there's no way a criticism of any other church. It's not a criticism, it's an observation. There are some people who say they have the right to sing. I have the right to sing. After all, it's part of our spiritual history and tradition and journey and heritage. Some people say they have the right or freedom to do what they want. And I suppose they do. I suppose they have the right to practice a spirituality of self-assertion. We have the right to gather whenever and wherever we want. We have the right to sing when we do. And they've chosen to assert that right above the guidance and research of health officials. But what do we do when we know, when we read and we hear medical and health experts say acts of singing may contribute to transmission of COVID-19, possibly through emission of aerosols? Is it about me as the individual, my rights, my freedoms, my traditions? Or is it a question of Christian spiritual faith and practice and following the ways of Jesus, which is grounded in love? Love for the other. Do we need to remind ourselves of Christ's example of self-giving or self-emptying? Christ releasing self-assertion and relinquishing any entitlements to servanthood and humility, servant, slave, being born in human likeness. We might balk at all the restrictions of our worship, but might there be ways to embrace this mandated musical abstinence as a faithful response to the call and the gospel and the witness of Jesus, given the circumstances that we're in? By not singing, we are acting out love. We are putting others before us. In the Methodist tradition, John Wesley gave directions for singing. He wanted his congregations to sing lustfully so he wouldn't appear half asleep. But he also said, modestly, so our voices could be united. He told us to sing in time. That's one for me. In order to avoid laziness. And he said, sing spiritually with an eye on God in every note. Most significantly, Wesley remarked that if following one of these rules is a cross to you, that is, if it's tough or uneasy or you don't like it, take it up. Take up your cross. And in it you will find a blessing. Maybe we could say the same about not singing. Let not singing, as uncomfortable as it is, or unnatural as it might seem, be a cross. Take it up, embrace it. Find in it a blessing and an act of love. Psalm 137 talks of that great song. We probably know the song from Boney M, by the rivers of Babylon, there we wept. But it talks about how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land. The Israelite people were taken captive into the land of Babylon. And there they were taunted by their captors. Sing us a song back in one of those you used to sing. How can we sing God's song in a strange land? Christians today might make the same comment. We might make the same in our ancient land. Our ancient lament in our time of exile through this COVID-19 period. As we watch people's impatience with quarantine, causing a kind of pandemic amnesia or complacency, as we see the rise of second wave infections throughout Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, maybe our silent lament may be a reminder of our solidarity with our sisters and brothers of the eastern states in this strange land of global pandemic. More fundamentally, our willingness not to sing can be an imitato Christi, an imitation of Christ, in the attempt to live out the acts of Christ as Christ lived. A letting go of the prerogative, a faithful kenosis, a Greek word for emptying, self-emptying. Paul, as an encouragement to the Christian church in Philippi, wrote, "Do not look to your own interests, but to the interests of others." This word kenosis also means to make safe or healthy. To make safe or healthy. Our own self-denial around singing can be a way of looking out for the other, for the health of our members of the congregation and the community. It can be a way to make safe our gatherings for worship. It's the same reason why we pass the peace without touching these days. Or we position unsightly canisters of hand sanitizer in our sanctuary, in our doorways, on the communion table, in our handbags, in the car, while we have line markers on the floor, masks on our faces, because we should not look to our own interests, but to the interests of others. I will sing. I will sing lustfully. Love that word, lustfully. I will sing at my own tempo. I will not sing modestly. I will pray with this instrument that is my body. How can I keep from singing? We will do it, or I will do it, from the inside. You at home can do it in your lounge rooms, or in your office, or down the beach, in the car, or whatever it might be. And when we gather with others, we keep the image of Christ. Keeping our hymn books and our mouths closed. In this way, our worshipful silence, our mumbles, our humming, our foot tapping becomes an act of love. It becomes a song of love. How can we keep from singing a Lord's song in our strange time? We take some moments now to reflect and listen to the song on the screen, Beauty for Brokenness.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cures for their ills. Work for the craftsman, trade for the skilled. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary. Freedoms to share, peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, our future and dreams. Lord, in our madness, carelessness, greed, make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Change our love from a spark to a flame. Lighten our darkness, breathe on this flame, until your justice burns brightly again. Until the nations learn of your ways, seek your salvation, and bring you their praise. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. God.
We come to a time of notices and news. I refer you to the newsletter, which should have arrived in your inbox or in your envelope on Friday. And I draw your attention to two notices. The first is that from today, you can invite friends to join you in a coffee shop or in your home or in the hall. Tables and chairs are set up in the hall, and once you and your friends have selected a table, you need to go to the servery to place your order. And please remember to socially or physically distance. Your tea and coffee plus a biscuit on a paper serviette will be prepared while you wait, and you will see a bowl for donations. Once you are served, you can take your cup and food back to the table to join your friends. And when you have finished, just leave the cup on the table. You may also have noticed that Carol is walking around with an orange sash and be wondering what beauty contest she has recently won. Actually, she is our duty marshal, which we are required to have at all activities that take place in the church area and the buildings. Their role is to see that we are following the COVID safe plan and not placing others at risk. And remember, as Bob was saying, that the COVID safe plan is not just another set of regulations. It is an act of love and care for each other. Our acknowledgements of talents and offering. God, whose gifts are overflowing, may we hear you when you call. There are many ways of sharing, and there are different ways of caring. But keep us serving, keep us growing, for the common good of all. Amen. Now, we will join together in the Lord's Prayer. And our prayers of intercession and prayers for others are adapted from the Australian Catholic Bishop's Prayers for Social Justice Sunday. Jesus, let us pray. Jesus, you invite us all into the fullness of life. May we use your model to support one another, to flourish in body, mind, and spirit. Strengthen our commitment to ensure that our actions favour love and concern for others, rather than focus on our own concerns, wants and preferences. Help us to recognise you in those who suffer loneliness, depression, anxiety and isolation. Show us how to eliminate the stigmatisation of those we find different or difficult to bond with, and those who wish to be alone. In your teaching, you drew near to those who were suffering in body and or mind. May we too feel your nearness when we struggle to commit random acts of love and kindness to others. You invite us to share in your ministry of love and true compassion. May we be empowered by your Spirit to reach out to all people we meet, especially as we learn how to live with COVID-19 virus in our lives. May we all work at showing love and kindness and building communities of welcome and inclusion. Amen. And our final song this morning is When You Have a Choice to Make, and again, remain seated and enjoy listening to Anne, Tiffany and Craig.
Please join with me in prayer, and then after that there will be the blessing which will be projected on the wall, which I will be saying that you can look at. Let us pray. Loving God, equip me and us for the day ahead with love enough to share within the busyness of life, patience with those demanding time and my resources, wisdom in the way that I engage in daily conversation, and the strength I need to carry on when weariness sets in. Amen. So God bless each step you take today, whether that road is rough or smooth. And in God's strength, step out in faith. Step out in love. Step out in peace. And bless this world with God's presence in and through your and our life together. Amen. Thank you. Peace be with you. And those that are on this side, if they could exit this way through to the hall, that would be even better. Greet each other with a peace as you leave this morning. Peace be with you, Colin. Peace be with you.